while the FBI was busy claiming that environmental and animal rights activists were the number one domestic terrorism threat in the United States, right-wing killers have gone to work. On the last day of May, the murderer associated possibly with the Christian identity movement and militant anti-abortion activism murdered Dr. Tiller in Wichita, Kansas, one of the nation's foremost abortion services provider, who has been subject to siege after siege, bombing and shooting at his clinic. Now, while the FBI was literally out chasing elves of the Earth Liberation Front, a right-wing fundamentalist has murdered a doctor. People nationally have been outraged at this, and DC was no exception, as people held a vigil in front of the White House demanding that President Obama attend Dr. Tiller's funeral.
I had the pleasure of working with Jay and Beth and a number of you here as a clinic defense member of the Washington Area Clinic Defense Task Force. And it's grueling work. I don't know how Jay does it for 20 years. He's an amazing man. And they always need fresh people to come and do the escort work. That I work in clinic defense as a volunteer. I was just so blown away by the courage and the strength and the amazing commitment of the staff and the fact that there was still this view that Operation Rescue was a nonviolent civil disobedience group.
As Dr. Tiller's murder, the murders of several other doctors for performing abortions over the years, and a string of clinic bombing proves, nothing could be farther from the truth. There's nothing nonviolent about militant anti-abortion activists. And as for Operation Rescue themselves, here's how they treated women at clinics.
They choked me, they kicked me, they pushed me, they would bring their children to events. It was horrific. And I learned of it yesterday. Of course, Dr. Tiller has always been a huge hero to me. And I had to do something. So I did three things. First, I made a large contribution to the D.C. Abortion Fund. So many wonderful groups. That's one thing you can do. Second, I called Secretary Sebelius' office today and urged her to attend Dr. Tiller's funeral and to ask President Obama to go to Dr. Tiller's funeral. Speech that abortion is murder and all that nonsense that is really inciting this type of activity, and he should go to Dr. Tiller's funeral. Dr. Tiller is an American hero. And the third thing that I did was I called the members of Congress and said, I want these anti-abortion groups back on the domestic terrorist watch list.
Instead of the Earth Liberation Front.
To list these virulently violent anti-abortion groups on that list, and she took a lot of grief for it, and she was told that we need to call our members of Congress and say, put them back. This is just not one isolated individual. There's a whole network of support and infrastructure that incites this kind of violence that takes Dr. Tiller and Bert Slepian and so many other heroes who really commit themselves to women's health.
And if you're listening to this from the headquarters of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, you heard that. Quit wasting your time chasing elves who've never killed anybody, who don't carry guns, and start doing something about the guys that shoot doctors, that shoot immigrants, that believe that murder is part and parcel of how they need to enforce what they say their God believes in.